Thank you, Mr. Vice Chair. Just a couple of responses or kind of comments on responses that have just been made. In particular, the comment by the U.S. delegation, you know, in a way building on what the delegate of Brazil said about the S&T person. I was actually somewhat involved in that process of hiring the first S&T advisor when I was working at the OPCW. I was involved in drawing up the kind of job description for that particular post. So I think it is indeed very important to have, you know, someone who can play that role. I think the role, again, very much depending what exactly is mandated for that person, is not purely a scientist, not purely someone who, you know, comes directly from the lab. It's someone who that can translate the science to, you know, to policymakers, to decision makers as well. So I think, you know, we got the right person back then at the OPCW the first time round, someone that could understand the politics but also understand the science. So I think that would be, again, without wanting to prejudge what would actually, if anything, would be decided, I think that would be a key element of that, is someone with both a scientific technical background but also you know, awareness of the politics of a particular treaty or, you know, organization as well. And also, just in relation to the comment by the UK, and it was something that I should have said really when I introduced the first paper on the common understandings and on the previous intersessional program, the fact that both of these things that we've been discussing this afternoon, the intersessional program and the implementation support unit, are temporary structures. Neither of these, you know, exist outside of decisions by the review conference. I remember when I first came here, people thought that us in the implementation support unit had permanent contracts. We had permanent jobs with the United Nations. When I first came, and in the time since, we've had 6-month contracts, we've had 3-month, we've had 1-year contracts. It really depends. But the implementation support unit, you know, is renewed by the review conference, may not be renewed by the review conference. I also had similar conversations with people saying, you know, oh yeah, but next year's meetings of experts and meetings of states parties. You know, there is not necessarily any next year meeting of states parties or meetings of experts. Again, as people have said, it requires a decision by the review conference to either continue what we've been doing or to do something else. So just to, you know, to emphasize that point, I think the importance of these discussions now, because none of these things, unlike in other treaty bodies or organizations where things are permanent, here everything has to be decided every 5 years by the review conference. And as I said, the appropriate resources also need to be factored into that as well. And on resources, again, I'd just like to, you know, final point, I mentioned already about the voluntary contributions that we have received. Just want to again express our gratitude to all of the states parties that have provided voluntary contributions and that are in discussions with us now. Also to the European Union as well. And although I mentioned Alex and Fong, who are on the podium with me, colleagues Melanie, Remy, Elena, also at the back of the room, who are working on the European Union Council decision, and again working very closely with many developing states parties to help with implementation of the convention. So once again, you know, we appreciate the kind words. We appreciate also the cooperation and support that we get from all states parties. Thank you.